A new documentary film digs up the history behind some movies that millions of high school students had to watch in driver's education class. If you did not see them yourself, you probably heard about these productions, movies like Signal 30, Mechanized Death, and Options to Live. They showed actual footage of bodies broken and twisted by car crashes.
We showed you pain, but we didn't think seeing was enough. So we let you hear the sound of pain.
These movies were most commonly used from the 1950s to the 70s. They are less popular now, but the old films are still for sale in some places, and some people will watch Wheels of Tragedy or Highways of Agony as party films. Brett Wood made a film about the films. It's called Hell's Highway, and he discovered that many of the most famous ones came from a small city in Ohio, Mansfield, Ohio. And Brett Wood joins us now. Mr. Wood, welcome.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So did you watch these films when you were in high school?
No, I never saw them when I was a student, and that's probably half the attraction as well. I was curious about them because everyone else had seen the films, and they stopped using them the year I got to driver's education. So I was very disappointed and a little bit skeptical about whether or not the films really existed. And then once I found them and realized that, yes, they were very much real, the question became, who made these films?
There was one man in Mansfield, Ohio, who was sort of a highway traffic safety gore film visionary.
It's hard to know what his true motivation was, but Richard Wayman was the man behind the highway safety films. And his name doesn't appear, I don't believe, on any of the films, but he was the person who sort of started this grassroots effort to make these safety films. One person said he was just in love with the police uniform. And he was an accountant, so he didn't have many opportunities to fraternize with police officers. But then he just stumbled upon this, where there was an accident on the side of the road, and he got out to sort of help the officer to see if there's anything he could do to provide assistance. The officer was taking photographs with sort of a cheap handheld camera, and Wayman happened to have some nice camera equipment in his car, so he volunteered to take some nice color photographs of the scene, which was a fatal motorcycle accident. And then later he took these photographs to the police station, and everyone gathered around, and suddenly he was hero for the night.
And you report that he built this into a business and then almost a little empire.
Exactly. I mean, at first these films were given to local schools, and they were given to the Ohio State Highway Patrol and the Mansfield Police Department, and they would tour them to schools, and they would show them at the, for instance, the Richland County Fair. And they realized that this was a very popular means of, you know, educating young drivers. So they started selling the films nationwide, and anyone could buy them. And then eventually the films were being shipped around the world. They've shown in various other countries as well.
Well, let's listen to one of the original films unearthed for the documentary Hell's Highway.
A young man speeds home after enjoying a rollicking stag party. He thunders down a dirt road and plunges through a dead end, through a farmer's fence, and into an area that had recently been cleared of trees. With the man's body momentarily hanging outside, the car door hits a stump and forces the door against the driver's chest, crushing him between the door and the car's doorpost. Two ironies presented themselves in this case. One, the damage to the car was slight. A repair bill of $75 to $100 would have covered it easily. Second, the man and his wife were planning a party for the next day, a party observing his young son's birthday.
You know, I didn't want to trivialize what the films were about. It's a very serious issue. But at the same time, the films alternate between this very grim reality of death on the highway and then these sort of amateurish reenactments, which you can't help but grin at as they're on the screen.
Teenicide is the fine art of killing yourself and maybe somebody else before you reach the age of 20. You do it with an automobile. Teenicide.
Oh, no, Nick, no, not on the curb. There's another car coming. No, no, Nick, look out!
My face.
And it's sort of a push and pull going on throughout the watching of the films. You're laughing at one part, and then you're sort of, you know, swallowing nervously during the next part. It's a very strange experience to sit through some of these films.
You talked to some of the original cinematographers, if that's the word, the cameramen who captured this stuff by the side of the road.
It was a really difficult thing to get them to sort of elaborate on their feelings, and I think it had to do with sort of a Midwestern stoicism, that they were very tight-lipped and never could really convey what it felt like to be there on the side of the street with, you know, dying bodies surrounding you as you're making movies.
One of them, I think it was John Domer, actually said at one point that the accidents did not bother him so much, but looking at the footage later did.
You know, his way of dealing with it was just think about aperture, just think about focus, just think about staying out of the way of the rescue personnel, and don't really think about what you're looking at until later on, and then the impact hits him.
The body was pinned in the car. You could only see it from one angle. People had pulled over the side of the road. There was a lineup of about 100 feet of people waiting to get up to look in the car to see the body. I don't know what that proves, but I thought it was kind of disgusting. Of course, there I am. I'm going to shoot a movie of it.
What place do these movies now have in our culture? They're not shown in a lot of high schools now, are they?
Not a lot, but they are still occasionally shown. In fact, Ohio residents can still request copies of videotapes of some of these films through the Department of Public Safety. So they are still in circulation, but they're not commonly used in high schools anymore. Now they're sort of a memento of another time. People look at them with nostalgia, and hearing about these films again or seeing these films again trigger these feelings, and suddenly, you know, they're 15 again, and it is sort of a very strong sensory memory, a tie to someone's past.
Brett Wood is the director of Hell's Highway, a documentary about highway safety films. Mr. Wood, thanks very much for speaking with us.
It was a pleasure.
If you want to see still images of the highway safety films and get a link to the Hell's Highway website, come to our website. You can't resist. NPR.org.